Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Welcome to the Worcester Reports on Coppell's Western Cape Radio. I'm Tony Coppell. One of these openings I will get done by Lorianne, just that you know that she actually does exist before her various items come up in the normal course of the show. For the next few weeks, I'm going to concentrate to some extent on an informal rural settlement in Worcester called Avian Park. This is an infamous area of crime, drugs, poverty, and yet the people there, and there are tens of thousands, are charming and delightful when you actually meet them face to face, but they know they have problems. So we're going to do something of an investigation, and my first guest today is somebody who has become a friend of ours called Cosmos, and I'm going to ask him a few questions from his unique perspective. He lives within Avian Park, and he has quite a history there. And then in future programs, I'm hoping to bring to you people who can speak to what is really a big municipal issue here, not just with this township, but with others. But it's particularly significant with Avian Park. Keep on listening. You're going to learn quite a lot about some of the people that are trying to do their best to make things better and the problems that they are fighting with. But first, Cosmos. I have the pleasure of talking now to Mr. Cosmos Mpetua, who we met through serendipity, or we'll maybe come to how we met a little later in this talk, about 3 months ago now. And in 2007, he started an organization based in Avian Park called the True Foundation of God Ministries. And the purpose of this was for developing and empowering the youth of Avian Park. Now, this really struck a chord with me because these are the kind of visions that we have in terms of some of our work here as missionaries. And so I'm really keen to hear from Cosmos some of the reasons why he did this back in 2007, because he was really close to the situation. And I know that this is going to revolve around education largely. So that's in his heart. So welcome to CWCP Radio, Cosmos. I'm very happy to have you here. And go back to 2007 when you started True Foundation of God Ministries and tell us why you did it. What was the guiding force behind your actions then?
Okay, good evening, Tony. Yes, my name is Cosmos Mpetua. It's true. I'm from Avian Park, Worcester. Yes, 2007, we established an NGO. The aim was we saw the way of people are living in Avian Park. So now that touches my heart because I saw as a church leader, we failed our communities. What we want from them is them to give to us, but we give nothing back to them when they are really in need. Now we decided to check back because of, if you can see, with a member of the Christian community and citizen of South Africa, recognize the injustice of our past humor, those who suffered for justice and freedom in our land, committed in the different a direct physical and practical involvement of Christians towards the development of our people within which the area they live, like Avian Park. Avian Park is a rural settlement, and it's a very needy place, very poor, and really, you won't like it if you can see how is Avian Park. So that touches my heart. I decided to establish, to help people, because another thing is people were dying before their time, especially when doctors confirmed that they are affected by diseases. Now they give up and start abusing alcohol, all that stuff. When they are using alcohol, there's no time for medication. So that has resulted them to die before their time. So as a church, we saw that. Why young people died? And then we recognized that, no, it's a lack of education. They needed to learn. So we take that responsibility. We went house to house. We invite them, and then we try to encourage them. They must use the medication as directed by doctors. Now, the problem is they are hungry. They are poor. And when you are hungry, you can't take a medication, because you can't put a medication in an empty stomach. So now, what we do as a church, we decided to start a home visit, house to house. And we have a list of those who need care. We go house to house, we give them something to eat, and we encourage them to take their, and we help them to take their medication. Now, from today, till today, there are very few people who are dying because of these diseases, especially TB and HIV and AIDS. Yes, they are dying, but some of those we did contact with them, they are very few. They are very few. So now, we have more as a True Foundation of True Foundation Center. We have more to do to assist our community, and we wish is not only Worcester or Avian Park, because the whole South Africa, we have the same problem from the past. So now it's like a curse to us to be poor. So now, what we want to show people, our communities, is they must stand up and take care of their lives, because their lives is in their hands. Like I used to say, life is like a puzzle. A puzzle, all pieces are there. Yours is just to sort them out, how they're supposed to be. And when you are doing it, you don't sit, you don't look at someone is, and then how is that one? Just work yours. All pieces are there. God prepared for you. This is yours. Just open it and play it well. Do it. To beat these illnesses in our country is in our hands. We can beat this. Together we can do it. We can make it by educating each other, so we can go far. Thank you, sir.
Now, this school also was teaching regular school subjects, I think. It wasn't just to do with health, it was to do with other subjects which the children were not learning very well at that time. Can you talk about that?
Our goals was to focus to illness people. That was a major thing. This was a second vision of our youth who had dropped out from school before, I mean early. So now we can do something for them to keep them busy, because if they are not busy, they will take a stage if they relaxed. So I used to say, Idling mind is a workshop of the devil. If you just sit down, relax, doing nothing, devil have something for you to do. So the best is stand up, do something while you are still young. So now you can beat all these sufferings, all these poorness we see in our country. You can beat it. You can do it. You alone can do it. Because if you stand up, someone will join you, and someone will join you, and the whole world will join you. So now you did it. You are a hero. So now we about the children. We used to take children from all ages, but not 0 to 9. You see, those who are difficult in school, we used to take them and teach them to do something. We used to take a youth for computers. They must, yes, we are not so well-trained. We still need people who are well-trained to take them further. But we just teach them the simple things that they can understand and that they can go further themselves. Them is just a kickstart for you, and then you go forward. We will show you how to do things, and then you see the way. Now you can go. We push you. You can go. Because now our thing is, we like to be in a comfort zone. You see, you try once, you fail, and then you tell yourself, "No, I'm failed." So it means I'm a failure. You are not a failure. Is what you are trying to do failed. But you yourself, you are not a failure. You can try again, you can do it, and you can make it. I promise you can make it. If you tell yourself you're going to make it. But if you tell yourself you are a loser, you're going to lose, really.
How did you go about attracting children and youth to your school?
Well, we used to do things like sport, music. I don't know if it's what you're asking, sir.
Well, no, I'm trying to get at the fact that there's lots and lots of children in Avian Park,
yes.
And you were a developing educational institution, but how would you bring the children in? Would you just go out and kidnap them? I don't think so.
Or
how would you bring them into the school?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I understand now. No, what we do, we because Avian Park is a too small area, so now we just call them together and then tell them, and then we go to schools as well, neighbor schools. And then give them some pamphlets. So tell them about our organization and what we are doing in our organization. So if they are interested, they can join us.
And how interested were they in the beginning? Was it?
Yes.
Were they keen?
They were doing very well. And especially the agriculture side too. They did very well in the agriculture.
So what ages and how many did you have?
Yes, the time we last was, we had it about 20. Okay, because we have 7, Erodival, 6, Riverview, the most was in Avian Park.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir.
Now, at the same time, you also founded a ministry, which was the Faith and Fire Revival Bible School. Tell us how that slotted into your vision.
Yes, in these days, we need pastors who are well-educated, well-trained, because outside there, in the field, they are going to face many challenges, and they are going to face even devil like them. I don't know if you say you understand, devil like them. Yeah, they're going to meet devil like them. Do as they do. So now, if they are not well-trained or well-educated, it's not easy for them to see that. But if they are empowered, they are educated, they can see that from afar. That is a devil like us. So people must be careful about devil like us, because it's a fake devil. Is a fake Jesus. That devil can do things, can do miracles, can do wonders, But that is a fake Jesus. A Jesus who gambled, because today's Jesus is gambling with the people. If this Jesus wants to bless them, they must do something bigger. So if you give bigger, this Jesus will give you bigger. You pay as you earn. I don't know how to call it. So now I take it as we need a real pastors, not a chance takers. And we make them, we inspire them, we empower them, we fire them. You see, we put them in fire. So when they come out, they are like a pure gold because of the training we're going to give them.
Now, had you been a pastor for some time when you established this ministry?
Yeah, pastor, I think I'm now 34 years as a pastor.
And you became the bishop of this ministry?
Yes, I became a bishop. I was not in this ministry. I was working under Archbishop, where is a worship center. I became a bishop there. I came there as a pastor and then I became a bishop.
And now we can go back to when I first met you, because you are now a security guard at Wogelegen Retirement Village. And when we first arrived here back in January, I'll never forget the way you welcomed us as new people. And I thought, that man, he's not just a regular guy. So then when we found out that you'd been a pastor and a bishop, we felt extra safe here in this village. Now, let's come fast forward to the present time. You're still living in Avian Park, but the school and the ministry, as far as I know, they're not running now. Am I right or am I wrong? What happened?
Okay. From 2017, March, we shut it down, the organization, because of the situation in Avian Park. So we decided to shut down because even in the church, we can't relax. We don't know when they're going to come and shoot us in the church. So everything, whatever you're doing, you must hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So we decided no, because it's not easy even to walk in the street. You don't know when something will happen. So now we shut it down, both, and the church as well. Yes, in the church as well. So now, till the situation is calm.
So make a comparison for me, Cosmos. The situation now in Avian Park compared with the situation in 2007. Are things getting worse or are they maybe getting better?
I think worse can be better. It's evil. It's really evil. It's about to destroy the Church of the Living God. It's evil. From 2007 and 2013, Avian Park was not like as it is now. Was few places where you found a no-go area. Like you must be aware when you are walking in a certain place, you see it like that. So now, but it was not like that because there were some guys, some gangs who do rob people and do break in and all that stuff, stealing some, was a gangsters. But it was not like now. Now is something else. I don't know how to call it. That's why I said, no, I think this is something I don't know. It's evil, yes.
Well, scarcely a week goes by where we don't hear of some atrocity or other in Avian Park at the moment.
Avian Park killing is a daily bread. You never know when. Okay, but to answer your question, as far as I know, last week, no one was killed in Avian Park. But from March 2017 to March 2018, today, we have 33 people died in that Avon Park. 33, yes, died in that Avon Park. Some innocent. That's why I'm saying it's not a gangs now. It's not about gang fighting each other. It's a killing. Because if they shoot, they shoot anyway. They don't care who's front of the bullet, but they just shoot. You see. So from 2007 to 2013 was better, was not like this.
You're a man of God, and you're also a man of action. You do things when you see a need. What should be done about this? Or are you as confused as the rest of us?
Yeah, before, I was not confused. But now, even myself, I'm confused. But I'm still praying. Not to God to solve the problem of Avon Park, to give us wisdom, to help us and give us wisdom to solve that problem of Avon Park. Because that problem doesn't need anyone, doesn't need God. It needs me and you. You see? Me and you. We stand for the truth, for the truth. We can win Avon Park. We can win that souls because they are lost. They don't know what they are doing. So it needs us to fight it. How are we going to fight it? I have no idea. But I have a spirit of fighting.
I'm going to ask you to say a prayer in your language to anyone who may be listening now. And just to ask God to intervene in this situation.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Father, we bow before your throne. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega. Usisiqalo, usisiphelo. Baba, sithembele kuwe ezintweni zonke, Thixo wethu. Sibonakalise ke Nkosi. Chukumisa Avon Park. Chukumisa abantwana bakaThixo kwindawo zonke, chukumisa ugovernment wethu ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Sipha amandla wokuma simelane nazo zonke izinto, simelane nabo bonke omoya ngegama likaJesu. Siwadestroy amandla kaSathane aphumile azama ukuzodestroy umsebenzi wakho. Babongcwele, siyambona uSathane ezifake ezenza wena, siyamkhalimela manje ngegama likaJesu. Makasitophe kuloo ndawo ngoba sikhona siyeza somdestroya. Amen. Amen.
Bishop Cosmos Mpetua, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming and talking to me today.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm L.A. Koppel, and it really is autumn now in the Western Cape. We've been off teaching due to the Easter autumn break, so we've been doing other ministry. There's always lots to do, right? So we both taught on separate days at our own Iris Western Cape Father's House Discipleship School. It was amazing. Thank you, dear Father's House students, for being such an amazing crowd to teach. We also dropped by the Willow Creek Olive Estate in the Nye Valley and tried all their flavored olive oils and vinegars. We got to dip fresh bread in the oil. It was so yummy. I think my favorite was the Parmesan oil, so we got some. And as we were leaving, we took a break under some ivy that was turning a bright red. It almost reminded me of Canada, where we have bright red maple leaves and red sumac. But of course, not in April, but in October. We don't have rain yet this week in Worcester, but we're still hopeful. Rainy season is coming. We'll start off with tonight's rain song. Here's a song we heard sung by locals at the Closer Worship Night that we had at the Mountain Mill Mall on Good Friday. It was lovely. And it turns out that we have the song, so we'll share it with you. Here's Elevation Worship with There Is a Cloud on Koppel's Western Cape Radio.
Hear the word, roaring as thunder, with a new future to tell, for the tribe
season is over. There is a cloud beginning to swell. To the skies, heavy with blessing, lift your eyes, offer your heart. Jesus Christ, open the heavens. Now we receive the Spirit of God. We receive.
Everything that you have spoken will come to pass. Let it be done.
It's time for the train. Climb aboard on CWCP Couples Western Cape Radio.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, my, she's my all, my. Train, train. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Never will again.
CWCP, Couples Western Cape Radio. I'm L.A. Koppel. We just heard Elvis Presley's Mystery Train. Elvis may have passed on in the 70s, but he still has a lot of fans around the world, including right here in South Africa. We also started the set with our rain song, There's a Cloud, from Elevation Worship. We certainly see more clouds covering our Brandwalk Mountains and beyond, but no rain since last week. It will come.
And here's a sample of the music from Closer at Mount Mill Mall on Good Friday evening, which was excellently conceived, presented, sung, and played. We thoroughly enjoyed it. And by the way, I have a whole hour's music from the event, which you can listen to in reasonable quality sound if you go to the Couples Western Cape Facebook page.
Tony and I are Canadian missionaries in South Africa. We have learned through our African friends in different countries how to slow down and be relational. This is something all of us in fast-paced countries need to learn. So come along with me, and we'll learn together on the adventures of growing in God. Growing in God, Becoming a Child Who Trusts Our Father. My name is Laurianne, and I'm a missionary. During my mission travels, I've ministered with people in Northern Ireland, Pakistan, Canada, and the USA. I've also ministered in African countries like Kenya, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Mozambique, South Africa, and Botswana. But at this time, we live in the beautiful Western Cape of South Africa. During the last broadcast, we discovered that we grow strong in our faith when we obey Jesus and walk in His ways. Through obedience and godly choices, we grow in integrity, and other people can see Jesus in us. Sometimes obedience and making godly choices is difficult, especially in cultures that don't have Judeo-Christian values. But this is necessary if we are to grow in our faith. The best thing to remember is that we are never alone on this journey. Others watch us. We witness to others that we are a real Christian when we show our faith by our daily actions. It isn't just what we say. Do they see love in us? This is important to remember even when we are in difficulty. Are we trusting God then? Are we being real? Yes, we struggle, but God helps us by His Holy Spirit. We can learn to trust Him in those times. One of the deepest ways to grow in holiness is to learn to trust God, and I mean to really trust God. Some of us didn't learn how to trust when we were children. You may not have learned the basic trust of knowing that you could depend on a loving mom or dad. One way to describe this is when a dad tosses his child up in the air and catches them. The child learns to trust their father and laughs. They know that they will be caught and cuddled, and so they learn to trust. But what if you didn't have this experience and were cruelly let down? We can relearn this important relationship lesson. We need to do this because trust is the foundation of nearly all of relationships. We need to do this because trust is the foundation of nearly all our relationships. Do you know who you are? If your faith in Jesus Christ has come alive, you're actually a son or daughter. It's a fact. It is truth. However, some of us don't really realize this truth in our hearts. Do you need to please others so that you can feel a sense of identity, belonging, or sense of worth? Do you feel like you're driven by performing for other people that may or may not like you? Sometimes we wrongly learn to hedge our bets of trying to please everyone. This is an impossible task. It also shows up in your life if you haven't had the certainty of love and the dependable nature of a stable parent or guardian. So at times like this, we may build walls around our hearts like the anti-hero of the Pink Floyd movie, The Wall. Instead of the stability of actually knowing and experiencing faithfulness and tangible, unconditional love, life seems confusing and fragile. Therefore, many of us turn into people pleasers and try to earn acceptance. I know I did. When I was 10, I made a wrongful inner vow and shortened my name from Laurianne to Lori, and I've since changed it back. I told myself that Laurianne was dead. Laurianne was endlessly teased by many children and was molested as a little girl. Laurianne was beaten up by bullies, but Lori would survive. The thing is, when I dropped the N in my name, I became a striving people pleaser. Lori means victory and Anne means grace. When you add the hyphen in my name, it means victory through grace. Yet I had to learn to live in that grace and no longer strive. My identity is not in trying to please everyone through what I do. My identity is as a child of God. If you're wondering about the desire to serve and please others, it is a good thing. But we don't always need to strive and please others as if our identity depends on our performance. I was like this for many years. I understood myself within a variety of different roles, that of daughter, friend, sister, student, artist, volunteer, an employee. I learned this lesson before I married Tony, otherwise I would have added wife. I truly did not understand that there was no need to try to please God and His servants in order to achieve a higher rank of heaven or even to get into heaven. I knew in my head that Jesus gave Himself for me. Salvation was costly for Jesus, but free to me. Yet in my heart, I wanted more assurance and I strove for acceptance. I acted only as a servant and not as a daughter. I didn't feel comfortable just being with Jesus. I always had to do something. It has taken me time, counseling, and lots of love from mature Christians to overcome this heart sense. I had much soul searching before God before I could understand this basic foundational truth. Even if I never picked up another kitchen utensil, musical instrument, paintbrush, or pen, Jesus would still love me in the same wonderful way. The Father would still accept me as a daughter, and the Holy Spirit would not leave me if I took a rest. So I did rest. A church that I was part of at the time would only allow me one ministry at a time. I was forced to slow down. I also began to limit myself to specific ministries outside of church. Before I adopted this process, I kept burning out for God. But He didn't ask me to do this. I was like Martha, being worried and distracted by many things. Yet God had something much better for me, which was to transform my heart to trust Him. When I finally took the time to spend with Him, He began to rework my image of Him as a loving Father. Most of us have imperfect fathers. My own father isn't shy, and over the years he has shown his love for me in demonstrable ways. He is kind with service tasks. He taught me how to tell time and to tie my shoes. He loves making me tea and coffee and to make sure that I'm comfortable or have enough money to put gas in the car. He cares. However, he also teased me mercilessly as a child, teen, and young adult. I almost always understood his taunts the wrong way and felt intense shame from the mocking. He also didn't know how to bless anyone. After all, he wasn't a Christian. When I was 32, I attended a week-long school at Singing Waters Ministries in Orangeville, Ontario, Canada. It was about the heart of God the Father. During that week, a very gentle Christian man was able to stand in for my father during a role-playing exercise. When our small group prayed, I was led to share my true feelings about my dad's teasing and say them out loud to Jack, who was standing in for my dad. I asked him not to tease me because it hurt, and I forgave him. When I spoke those words, I felt something huge had broken in me, and I was able to begin honoring my dad. It was also the beginning of the end of his teasing, since instead I could have a relationship with my dad through genuine listening. I also had an encounter with the love of God the Father, which was so incredibly sweet and precious. It still is. 2 years later, I received even more Father's love and healing at a Leanne Payne Pastoral Care Ministry School. When I was there, a special man blessed me in a way that can only come from a loving father to a daughter. In time, I was able to see my own father through Jesus' eyes. It was only then that I could understand his own weaknesses. My dad is a loving and generous man, but he needs Jesus' healing as much as I do. So with God's help, I was able to love and honor my dad in such a way that he can now see Jesus in me. I learned to trust God about my dad, and in the process, I became a witness to him. As I learned to wait on God, I also had healing in my other relationships. At the core of this deep healing was a new foundation of trust and security. We become more steady when our basic trust is held by God, the faithful one, who does not change. We no longer feel like our lives are a roller coaster, an earthquake, or sinking sand. We are no longer easily shaken. Bethel Music has a song about declaring this stability that God gives us when we trust Him. It's called, We Will Not Be Shaken. Brian Johnson sings, For we trust in our God, and through His unfailing love, we will not be shaken. Though the battle rages, we will stand in the fight. Though the armies rise up against us on all sides, we will not be shaken. For in the hour of our darkest day, we will not tremble, we won't be afraid. Hope is rising like the light of dawn. Our God is for us. He has overcome. All those against Him will fall, for our God is stronger. He can do all things. No higher name we can call, for Jesus is greater. We can do all things. Oh, how I love this song. I've memorized it and sing it in the difficult times and good times. It's a song about trust in our Father. It's like a modern psalm. King David and other biblical psalm writers also declare their trust in the Lord many times, particularly after sharing their complaint to God. They declare the trust in God despite very difficult circumstances. Psalm 91 verse 2 says to take refuge in God. Psalm 56 verse 3 shares to trust God when we're afraid. Psalm 20 verse 7 encourages us to put our trust in God instead of chariots, princes, and ways of the world. In time, this trust grows and becomes unshakable. God is trustworthy. He shows His faithfulness in our lives in countless ways. Sometimes He has us wait, though, seemingly forever. But he doesn't seem bothered by our impatience, other than a whisper to be at peace. One of my seminary professors used to say that some people get impatient at the microwave when it is warming up our food. They tend to shout, "Hurry up!" because they can't even wait 5 minutes. Yet, the Holy Spirit offers us a different way. He promises us what the prophet Isaiah speaks of in Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This hope implies that we must wait. We must trust Him so that we can allow ourselves to grow. We must trust in good times and in circumstances where we are forced to depend on God. In time, you may even find joy in the waiting. God is faithful. He does not let us down. During hard times, we may not always sense His presence in our lives, but He is there. He is always there. Think of Psalm 139. I encourage you to look back at the difficult time that you've had. Jesus is there. Do you remember the footprints poem? It is then that we see that He's been there all along. He was the one carrying you. You just didn't see it at the time. In our last broadcast, we looked at obedience. This one is about trust. The two truths go hand in hand in Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. Not only are we encouraged to trust and do what is right, we are given joy. For the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's army, what joy for those who trust in you. The twin truths are also shown in the hymn Trust and Obey. Here's a taste of those lyrics. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Lord, I ask You to help us to trust and obey. Take us in deeper as only You can. Heal the wounds in our hearts and give us stability in our broken lives. Open our eyes to see You journeying with us and to know that we are never alone. Bring us to deeper identity of who we are in You as Your son, as Your daughter. This may take time, but You hold all time. In Africa, here, time is elastic. May it also be so for our friends throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, my friends, and tune in again for Ways to Grow in God on Koppel's Western Cape Radio.
We Will Not Be Shaken by Bethel Music. Thank you, Lauriane. And we're coming towards the end of today's show. But when I was recording Cosmos, and I asked him to pray for us, initially he prayed a longer prayer, a very passionate longer prayer in Xhosa. And in the end, I used a shorter prayer that I asked him for. But I'm now going to play the whole of that longer prayer, and this will finish our show for today. Keep listening to The Worcester Reports. We'll be back on air in exactly a week. We love having you in the audience. We praise God, and I particularly thank Cosmos for being with us on this show. He is a very special and humble man.
Singamcela uThixo angenelele kuEven Park. Uma thina abantu baseEven Park sima together, sisima kunye. Singayilwa le nto yaseEven Park. Kungade kuphalala igazi kakhulu, kungade kuye kude kakhulu. Le nto idinga thina. Ayidingi polisa. Ayidingi cele ayidingi Ramaphosa, ayidingi even no Jesus, kodwa ayidinga mna nawe ukuba sime ngenyawo sithi kwanele. Ndinithembileke lapho nithena phakama khona nema ngenyawo khona kuba khona okulungayo. Masiphakameni simeni ngenyawo ngabantwana bethu aba. Masingayohluli phakathi, masingakhetha amacala. Uba kukhona Even Packet engenhla, khona Even Packet ezantsi. Masikhumbule uba sisuka phi sonke. Sifumene kanjani le ndawo esikuyo. And sasize singabantu abanjani, sisuka lapho sisuka khona. Lapho sasingalawulwa khona i-situation. Kodwa thina sithi abantu abebelawulwa situation. Now today, ndibiza wonke omamele ukuba makeze ngaphambili aphakame mengenyawo alwele uxolo nenzolo iEven Park. Siyayithanda iEven Park, nabantwana bethu siyabathanda bonke. We pray. Bawongcwele ise wenkosi enguJesu. Kalemva kwemini Thixo wethu olungile, ndiza kuwe njengoThixo ndingumntwana wakho. Ndiza kuwe somandla kungekho nto engcono endinokuyenza nenokuyithetha kuwe. ikwanelise. Ngoba wena Thixo into oyifunayo inhliziyo yami. Uba uthethe enhliziyweni yami ikuve. Uthethe kum ndikwenze ukuthethile. Ndenze izinto ngokwezwi lakho wena njengoThixo. Namanje ke Nkosi, khawusiphe amandla, khawusiphe ubulumko. Khawuveze icebo somandla. Yapheli Evian Park ebaphela abantwana bakho sibukele. Ihlake wena njengoThixo ngenelele. In the name of Jesus, amen.